Now, Riley.
Yo.
We've got something very special coming up.
Nobody told me. What is it?
All right. We're going to listen to a segment that got more responses than anything else we've ever done on Morning Sedition.
Oh, was that the one where you went off on that listener?
No. It's the one. Which one? You're the one who goes off on listeners. Don't try and pin that on me. And a lot of these responses, they wanted to know what was happening when the mics were off. And, well, folks, we're going to tell you. It's our infamous Wrestle a Republican show. We'll bring it to you next, and Riley and I will provide a little running narration. We may even have a few surprises right here in the studio.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley. Because two marks are better than one. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, liberals of all kinds, even our conservative friends, you're welcome as well, and, of course, wrestling fans. We're going to get into something we did here a while back, Mark Riley. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mark Maron.
It's nice to see you. So, you remember that thing we did?
I remember.
With Mick Foley?
Mick Foley, one of my favorite wrestlers. Remember, I am a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't a big wrestling fan until I started learning a little more when we talked to Mick Foley. Well, what happened was, we got really tired before the election of hearing from, you know, these Republican emails and phone calls of these blowhards that would say to us, you know, we're all talk, no action, you know, why don't you guys do something about it? So basically what we did was we solicited our Republican listeners, you know, to come in and wrestle one of the hosts.
Yeah, you know, at first I wasn't sure how this was going to work out. You know,
yeah.
I'm figuring, hey, you know, somebody would put out a call to wrestle somebody. I didn't figure anybody would actually take it seriously.
What did we know?
Yeah, a lot of people took it seriously.
I know. We got tons of responses, but the one that was, you know, really the most interesting, you have that email?
I got that email right here.
All right, what does it say?
Losers, I just heard you call for a Republican to come on your show for a fight. Well, I'm 5'6", 145-pound Manhattanite, and I'll gladly take up your offer, and you know what? I'll beat your ass. You know why? Because you liberal Americans are nothing but a bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys, and there's no way you'll ever go through with it. I'd love to come down to your show just to see the look on your face when somebody actually takes you up on your empty challenge. By the way, you chickens have no idea what it's like to be fed up. I've been living in this city I love for 25 years, and I'm sick of dealing with liberals like you thinking you can run this city. Remember, Rudy Giuliani equals Republican. David Dinkins equals Democrats. I'll see you in the studio, blankies.
What is that? You know, how could we not turn down that guy?
Yeah, this is Dave from Manhattan, a registered Republican.
It was so clear that this was our candidate. There was no way it wasn't going to be this guy. And we prepared ourselves, and we accepted Dave's challenge. And then we got this other email in response. You got that one?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We accepted his challenge, and you know, he decided to talk even more smack. Nice try, saving face by saying you're going to go through with this wrestling match on the air. But guess what, Mark Moron and Mark Liley? You're full of it. There's no way you're actually going to fight me, and I'll be in your studio to prove it. Yeah, Riley, I'll check my neck as long as you don't forget to wear your dress. As for Moron, I shouldn't have a problem with one hand tied behind my back. Dave from Manhattan. He left his contact information, a phone number, address, the whole nine, man.
Moron. Like, I haven't heard that all my life.
Yeah.
Moron. That guy's, he's a genius.
Hey, tough guy.
I'm getting all pissed off again.
Come on,
it's unbelievable,
man.
So we took him up on it. He came down to the studio, and, you know, we wrestled.
Yeah, we did tough.
We had a wrestling match.
We threw some hands.
Yes, we did. And here's what happened. That dude, Dave.
Oh, he didn't show yet?
The big talker.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to be here like at 5 till. He was supposed to be here on the break before. I knew the guy.
5'6", 145. What? He couldn't get up here in the elevator or something?
I just knew he would bail. You know, it's like these guys are just windbags.
Oh,
you know what,
man.
I mean? Just like ditto head windbags. You know, I'm glad that we.
Maybe we could get Limbaugh to come up here. He could wrestle one of us.
We could
take him easy.
Isn't there already? Now, Rush is going to come in and wrestle me.
That's the plan. I've been calling him a liar for a long time. And, you know, finally, he's going to govern as on me.
You got more pregnant pauses than James Brown. I just want you to know.
That's Al Franken. Watch me on Sundance Channel. Dead air.
But you know what? That's no fair with Franken. Franken is an ex-wrestler himself.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah, he's an ex-wrestler. That's no fair.
He's got that. Yeah. Oh, he's got that wrestler build kind of.
Yeah, the wrestler build. Take him down. Pin him. Now he's not the SmackDown kind of wrestler. He's not a Monday Night Raw wrestler.
No.
He's one of those guys that you see in the high school photographs with the two cones on the side of his head. You know, all of that stuff.
Yeah. But well, maybe we should get him down here. Maybe, but I think he's on the road.
Who? Franken?
Yeah, I'll wrestle.
Yeah.
Him.
So, anybody got his number?
I think he got back problem though. I don't want to hurt the old guy.
Oh, I forgot. You make light of his back problem, don't you, Mark Maron?
No. I've always thought Al was funny. I mean, it's just like I've always thought Al was funny. I got no beef with Al. I just like doing the impression. 11 past. No
11
Dave.
Past. No, no Dave. Dave.
It's not like he had traffic. The guy's supposed to be from Manhattan. It's like, take a train, idiot.
Yeah, where are you, Nancy?
Yeah, but I didn't put on this stupid outfit for nothing. You know what I mean? I got my cape.
And Ramon went to great trouble. Great trouble to get you that out.
I'm all jacked up on ginkgo and fake organic bennies.
Wow, fake organic bennies.
Organic bennies, whatever they are, caffeine and stacked glucose, super fuel.
You're going to be up until now. When are you doing Tough Crowd again?
Dude, what?
He's
here.
He is here.
This is kind of weird. Okay. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, yo.
That's Dave.
How you doing, man?
What?
We're not getting his last name.
All right, all right.
You're not using his last name? How you doing? How you doing, man?
How you doing, man? Yeah, I'm Mark Maron.
Yeah. Have a seat, Dave.
Thanks for coming down.
What's up, man?
Are you ready to... what are you ready
to... Yeah, I don't have these on yet. Hang on.
Hey, wait a minute. Dude. You do look about 5'6" and 145. You weren't lying about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that lies. So, that's not my side, remember?
Yeah, that is your side, and that's why we're here. We're going to finish this thing.
That's right.
Well, that was why I replied to your challenge. If you really say you're going to finish it, I mean, why I came in.
This confrontation is a metaphor for who's going to win in this election. I'm just tired of you guys talking crap all the time.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's why I came down, and we're ready to go. I mean, I hope you guys are serious about this.
No, I'm serious about it.
I signed the thing waiver? I hope you guys signed it because I'm not the one that's going to need it.
Hey, we have insurance. We have company insurance. But we're not worried about you anyway. Which one of us is going to do this, man?
If I had a choice...
Choose the white guy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
Hundreds of years of oppression.
If your fighting's as good as your comedy, I'd probably take it.
Dude!
You know what?
He's getting below the belt now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
You, Mark Riley, you might have given me a good shot like 25 years ago.
I've been working out for the last 25 years just to give you a good shot now.
I hope I don't break your hip or something.
Oh, man. So we're going to work this out. We're going to figure out who's going to take this.
Can I crack my knuckles on here? Nah, I guess
it doesn't
work.
You are kind of an ass, but I mean, I thought...
I mean, what do you want? You asked me to come down here and do this.
I got out of bed earlier.
I don't usually get up at 6 o'clock.
All right, dude, we're going to do this.
What time do you get up, Republican boy?
I get up at 7. I work in sales.
Oh, you work in sales? What do you sell? Drugs?
I work for Innotech Technologies.
Oh, all right.
Innotech?
Innotech.
Yeah,
Innotech.
Republican lobby group of some. Look, we'll decide who you fight, okay? And we're gonna come back and we're going to do this thing. Well, we did decide who Dave was going to fight, and Dave wasn't too happy with it. We'll hear that when we come back, and we're going to get into what happened when the mics were turned off, so we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Okay, welcome back. It's Mark Riley here with Mark Maron.
Good morning.
We are revisiting our Wrestle the Republican show, which is a classic in Morning Sedition history. And what's happened now is that our Republican, Dave, has come down and he's ready to wrestle. And we're going to rejoin this where we decided which host Dave was going to wrestle. And notice, we only said Dave would wrestle one of our hosts. We didn't specify that it had to be one of us. Right, Mark?
That's absolutely true.
Have a listen to this, and then we'll be back to fill you in on some of the stuff that was happening during the break.
Can I just say, you guys are very nice in the break. Like, it's a shame we got to do this. But I liked talking with
you. He's like smug, you know. It's like you just...
Come on. We had a good time in those last 5 minutes, right? That was fun. We were like actually talking like reasonable people. Now you get back on the mic and you're all like braggy and stuff. Like, you know, dude.
I mean, I wasn't talking to you. I mean, you were blathering on. I mean, I guess if that's like a conversation to you, that's cool. Look at that laugh, man.
Like they say uptown, talking more spit than a little bit.
But listen to that laugh. Like these guys, like even their laugh is like condescending.
All right. Well, let me right now. I want to introduce our guest host. He's a best-selling author. His new children's book, Tales from Rescal Lane, comes out October 19th. His first novel, Tietam Brown, is now in paperback. Oh, and I forgot to mention, he's 3-time World Wrestling Entertainment Champion. Please welcome our guest host for today, Mick Foley.
Yeah!
All right, so what's up, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
So, Mick's going to watch by you guys.
No, Mick's going to be an active participant. I'm going to kick a little conservative can.
Yeah, America Radio.
How about
right.
that?
But I didn't. Well, that's a funny bit. But like, I know you think you're a comedian, but I know that I signed on for to one of you guys. Right?
Yeah. Does he look funny to you?
Can I ask you a question? Do I look like I'm joking, you condy coddling communist?
All right.
Would you like me to put one hand behind my back?
Uh-oh.
This is all legal, right?
Yeah, it's all legal.
I knew you guys would.
Oh!
Well, you got me down here. We should do something that's actually like a real thing.
Come on, man, this can be real. Why can't we have an October surprise?
Like, you always talk about like O'Reilly and being like an ambush guy. Like this is a real. This is like real ambush.
So it hurts, right? It hurts when it comes from our side, right?
Yeah.
And this is like this is just like this is gonna be fun. So what, you're gonna wuss out?
Come on, man.
It appears as if he's in wussing out mode right now.
You guys, where's the restroom? No, I mean, like, if this is, like, a real thing, I
what, are you going to find your shiv in the toilet stall?
Yeah, really.
All right. Wait, let him go to the bathroom and we'll see if he wants to do
this. Yeah, we'll see if he wants to come out. Whoa.
See, Davey.
Wow.
All right, dude.
Don't go away, man. Just go away.
Sounds awfully.
Come back when you don't have to.
Awfully sensitive for a conservative guy.
Make sure that guy's cool and
yeah.
And take.
He looks a little upset. Mick.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great. Yeah? Great to be here. Yeah.
Now, Rescal Lane. Tales from Rescal Lane.
Yeah. This is what I was talking about last month I was on.
And now I'm so freaked out.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for him. Were you guys hanging out during the break, or was he just blathering on?
No, he was just blathering on, trust me.
I was being, hospitable. Anyway, so Larry, let's try and do this and see if, I don't know. It's kind of tense, but okay. So you write the children's book.
The segue from kicking the Republicans' butt to the children's book.
Will you sign one of these for my nieces?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah,
and for my daughter.
You got it.
What's it about?
Man, it is it's the WWE superstars or wrestlers as little kids, all living on the same block and learning little life's lessons along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's done in rhyme. And I wrote these stories a few years ago, and I thought that... they would not see the light of day when I left WWE under less than ideal circumstances. Although, by wrestling standards, they were, downright cozy circumstances. They had been a lot worse departures than mine. And so I just assumed that I couldn't publish the book because they had copyrighted characters and they couldn't publish it without me. And so in the meantime, I went about reading it to a wide variety of schools and camps and libraries. So it may be the most read book that's never been published. Now that it's out, I'm really proud of it. And it is virtually critic-proof because a critic can't say anything about it because I've read it. At this point, well over 10,000 kids, and that's not like one massive 10,000 kid reading. It's 20 kids here, 10 kids here.
Has Brent Bozell read this yet?
You know what? Here's something about Brent Bozell. Okay, when the lawsuit happened between WWE and Parents Television Council,
whatever it was,
we became privy to all of their inter-office emails, and so there was a email from one of these guys to Brent, and it said, I'd like to write an article about the very offensive children's book by wrestler Mick Foley, Mick Foley's Christmas Chaos.
Yeah.
And then Brent writes back in the email, to tell you the truth, I didn't think it was that bad. And then he says, like almost catching himself, don't get me wrong, it's horrible. It's just that with all the other stuff going on, it could have been worse. And so now the article comes out, and it's got Brent Bozell's name on it, so A, he has had the thing ghostwritten for him, and then B, they go on and on about just how horrible the book was, because apparently on one of the children's wish lists, there was a China doll, you know, that's a China action figure, and China because she had posed for Playboy.
So oh.
It was morally offensive.
They're really reaching, aren't they?
Oh, man, they really did. So this one, yeah, even Brent Bozell would have a problem criticizing this unless he finds the word poop offensive.
Well, I guess he doesn't listen to this show.
Because there's a line in there. It's a Kurt Angle is bragging he'll be the only one to ride the Titan roller coaster at Vinnyland, and it turns out, like all bullies, Kurt, you know, is not nearly as brave as he lets on. And it says, the Titan's car zigged and zagged and went it loop the loop. Stacy looked at Triple H and said, I think I smell a poop. And, you know, so Kurt's had a little accident.
Hold on, we might need that.
There we go. But other than that, there's no violence and no offensive language of any kind.
But I also heard some stuff that maybe we can do this after the break. And is that guy, you know, I mean, I see him talking
now. Is he talking to Clutch Larson?
He's talking to Larson.
I'm getting out of my zone now, to tell you the truth.
You've got to get back.
Let's talk about the paperback. There's plenty of violence in that.
Well, you've got a novel. Oh, yeah. But also, you also tour the country and talk to kids about politics, too, as well.
Yeah. I got involved in the SmackDown Your Vote campaign. I haven't really been touring the country. It was my idea to bring it around college campuses around the country, and then Vince McMahon seized on the idea, and he said, Let's bring it to the University of Miami.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Let's go talk to Dave and see if, you know, he's not freaked out if he's going to do this. All right, so now you see what happened. So you heard Dave. So at this point, he goes out. He's talking to Clutch Larson. He's trying to figure out, you know, whether he's going to do this, whether he's not going to do this. And, of course, the emails were kicking. The blog was kicking. We got a few, you know, this is some of the reaction we got. You got one of those?
Yeah, I got a few of them.
All right.
That was not nice. Challenge someone, and when he shows up, he finds you brought a tank. Not very liberal-like. Pugs lie and misrepresent all the time. Dirty tricks turned around. Aw, too bad. One of you two marks has to wrestle the guy, or this will look bad.
I like that guy, you know, the regulator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, you know, we've got to balance this out. There's so many people that think they should be running the show.
Dave was a typical repug. Tough talking until the match begins, then sissy, sissy, sissy.
Yeah.
Some jerk said you weren't funny.
Yeah.
Kick his Republican ass.
I found it fascinating that, you know, that these things came in instantly before sort of, you know, riveted. Mick Foley is so compelling, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's the real dude. And then, you know, that guy was just freaked out. That guy, Dave, was freaked out.
Well, hey, you know, you want to come down, talk trash? You got to deal with the consequences, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, a fight actually did go down, and we'll hear it when we come back. We'll also hear the awkward silence, to say the least, from when we abruptly went off the air, and we'll let you in on what happened behind the scenes. It's 28 past the hour. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Sedition, fighting treason
with reason
on Air America Radio.
Thirty-four past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition.
Yep.
On Air America Radio. So what we're doing is we're revisiting our now infamous and classic bit. of the Wrestle the Republican. As you know, if you've been listening or you listened, you know, when we did this before the election, you know, we put out a challenge to Republicans who were, you know, being asses and writing us emails to, you know, come wrestle one of the hosts. So we got a guy, we got a taker, this guy Dave.
Dave, yeah.
He comes down and we got a surprise guest host, Mick Foley, the professional wrestler. So now Dave, seeing what he's up against, is now, you know, in this position where he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. And he's talking to Jonathan Larson, trying to figure out what he's going to do.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, freaking out a little bit. So now this is where Dave comes back into the studios, and you'll see what happens. You'll hear what happens there. And after that, we got a big surprise for you.
Sure do.
You go in and you talk to high school kids. You talk to college kids.
What the college, you know, I have to be honest.
Smack down the vote. Yeah,
yeah, the split, yeah. Smack down your vote. I do speak to colleges, but that's not primarily about politics. So I'll work some political viewpoints in, but try to do it in a way that's respectful of everybody and understanding that some people are there to hear about wrestling, not right. necessarily politics. But right. I did get involved.
Uh-oh, man.
Dave is back.
He's got his game face on.
A Republican guy. So yeah. did you sort it out with yourself or what?
Well, I didn't have to sort it out with myself. I had to yell at your producer a little bit for bringing me in here like this.
Did you find them?
Hold on, let me just reset this. So Dave, we got
his guts. Yeah, yeah, it's intestinal fortitude.
Dave is a Republican. He came in. We solicited that he's going to fight one of
the
hosts.
You lied to me.
We didn't lie to you. This is like he's our guest host for today.
Yes.
Mick Foley's our guest host for today. He's going to be here for the whole hour, and that's the deal.
Right. Well. All right, so that's the deal. So, you know, I'll do it because, you know, I probably won't win, but I'll do it.
No, no, no.
Yes!
Wait, what was that word? Probably. I probably won't win.
what do you want me to do? If I back down, then you guys would make fun of me for
yes,
that.
Yes, we would.
Yes.
Right. So
we're still going to make fun of you. You just wouldn't be injured.
You're talking like your side doesn't do dirty tricks. You know, you're talking like, you know, like this is like, you know, like some out of the left field thing, you know?
Yeah, granted, we're using the bait and switch. We baited you with the mark, switch you to Foley, kind of like the president did with Weapons of Mass Destruction and Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Listen, Dave, I don't think you want to do this, man. I really don't. I think you ought to think about it. I know you thought about it in the can, but that was then. I think you need to think about it now.
Right, and you're telling me to do that.
Look at you.
You're telling me to do
look
that, and
him.
Then I'm going to and look then I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to leave, and then you guys have a fun time in here.
Exactly.
No, they're going to do it.
It's okay. Nobody knows
what I'm saying. Hold on a second. Dave, you do understand there will be consequences for your actions or lack thereof, right? You understand I've got a reputation. I'm not going to come on Air America and make a joke out of this thing.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
You do understand you might look a little bit different when you leave.
And there are plenty of blunt objects around here that can help in that regard.
All right, fine.
Oh my goodness, he threw down the headphone. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what,
you bush-loving fool. I'm going to teach you a little lesson here. I'm not going to smack you around. I'm just going to twist your body and wait.
I'll tell you what. Tell me you love the environment.
All right.
Come on.
No.
Say that every kid deserves a fair shot.
You can't feel my arm like that.
Say every kid deserves
a Hey, hold it.
Regardless of how much money is coming
in.
Hey, we got to get somebody in here, Maren.
Wow. You remember that, Riley?
Yeah.
That's pretty pretty intense. And, you know, and then after that, we were off the air for a while at the behest of Clutch Larson. So hang around, you guys, because after this, we got a surprise. And I don't know if you're ready for it, but Dave is back. We're going to have Dave back with us here in the studio. He's going to talk about what was going on when we were off the air for a few minutes. And he's also going to, you know, we're going to go into the story behind a big fight with the Republican when we come back. So stay here.
Morning Sedition. It's more than just a commute companion. Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work, courtesy of Air America Radio.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yeah.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. We just heard what happened in the studio when we wrestled the Republican, when Mick Foley, our guest host, wrestled the Republican and things got out of hand. We were off the air. And believe me, at the time, Riley, if you remember, people were freaked out.
People were totally freaked out. I still get asked about that day when I go to parties.
I was freaked out.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some listener emails here and some blog postings. One guy said, dude, it sounds like the wrestling guy just went nuts. Nuts. That's great.
Yeah. And another guy says, what the heck just happened? I just tuned in and hear the sounds of a melee.
Yeah, kick his little Republican behind. Make him say Abu Ghraib, and I wish we could do this to all Republicans. How do you like that?
Yeah, somebody else says, that was weird. They broke the commercial real quick, quick.
Wonder what happened. Mm. He signed a waiver, so I don't think he can sue. He was a punk anyway. All right, so now let's, Mark, let's hear what happened when we came back on the air.
Yeah.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is Morning Sedition. My name is Mark Riley. Mark Maron has left the room. Mick Foley is still here, however. Mick, good morning.
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting morning.
It certainly is. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, Mick Foley is a wrestling legend, three-time WWE champion. And you recently went on the road and debated a fellow grappler by the name of John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah. We were taking a page out of the president's book and setting the bar so low for ourselves that, nobody expected much of it. And people showed up, thinking it might be good for a couple of laughs. And what they got was, a very well thought out, passionate debate.
So. Now, you kind of hit on a lot of different issues, and we have a little bit of a Bradshaw talking about education. This is from a youth debate on September 29th in Miami.
Some people don't want to go to college. Some people would rather weld. Some people would rather go into some type of trade. George Bush has supported $1 billion in funding to help people become what they want to become.
Mick Foley had this response to John Bradshaw Layfield.
He's not running for president. He is the president. I looked through the voting papers. He uses the word proposed, will, plan. Very seldom does he use the word did. George W. Bush is the president of the United States, and he promised a lot of things the last time. And the only thing he can point to, the only concrete results, is an increase in Pell Grants. It's when he promised an increase up to 5,100, but has frozen the maximum level at 4,050 for the last 3 years. To me, that's not much of a record to brag on. I accomplished one quarter of my promise. No Child Left Behind, a great idea on paper, underfunded by $27 billion. Now, I know President Bush's dedication to poor black children. After all, we saw how he stuck with them on 9/11. Even when the country was under attack, by God, President Bush would not leave their side while they read The Hungry Goat to him.
All right.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry.
You're back, Mary.
Sorry I missed that part, but I had to, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it later.
Everything's cool?
Yeah, no, I mean,
depends on what you mean by cool.
I can't, I'm not going to, wait, let's just finish up. I didn't mean to. Yeah, let's. I don't know where you guys are at, but everything's cool, man.
No, we were talking about the debate that Mick had with Bradshaw.
Yeah.
In
we that earlier. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, talking about education, talked about Iraq, talked about a number of issues. Did you find, Mick, that the audiences there were responsive? Did they expect you, to be in character here, or did they really seriously consider the kinds of things that you were talking about?
They thought it through. One problem is, as soon as I said something, Bradshaw said that, Democrats didn't take 9/11 seriously enough, and my response was, hey, it's not that we don't take it seriously, it's just that we resent, Republicans justifying it for every action they make. And the crowd all went, ah, and then he said, hey, no, we can't have any cheering. I was like, damn. they were pretty much in my corner on that whole thing. A lot of them were wrestling fans, but some of the best responses I got over the course of the next day, because we also hosted the debate watch party.
Okay.
Were from people who were not wrestling fans who showed up just out of curiosity and really got something out of it. I saw Paul Begala at the airport the day after. Afterwards, and he was like, I heard that debate was great. That made up for Chris Matthews' less than enthusiastic response at the prospect of interviewing wrestlers.
I'll tell you, the Begala's a pretty good talker himself.
Wait a minute. Matthews had a problem with talking to wrestlers?
We had heard he was a big wrestling fan, and so when we show up there and he goes, now, which one are you? Are you John and Mick? And so I kind of jokingly said, so I guess that rumor about you being a big wrestling fan was not true. I thought he'd laugh it off, and he gave the old eye roll combined with a head turn as if to say nothing could be further.
Dude, I tell you,
how pretentious are some of these pundits?
I've never been to a wrestling
thing. That's okay.
I'd like to go, but
Well, yeah. If you want to know what a wrestling match is like, imagine being in Madison Square Garden. You've been in there before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With 20,000 other people, and you watch this for 3 hours.
You're talking about the Republican convention? I think that's why when I'm sure there are people out there, oh, what does a wrestler know about the political campaign or about America? And I would say, you know, that nowhere else, in no other vocation I can think of, does someone regularly straddle those two Americas as regularly as the wrestlers do. For example, I was invited to a party. I was from our person involved in community relations. I got a phone call and used the word lucrative. And now nothing involving community relations is all free work. And they know that I like to help out. And so I'm in pretty frequent touch with the lady there. She's never used the word lucrative. And what it was this guy who was one of the wealthiest people in the world was having a 50th birthday, and he was having a party, and they wanted to surprise him with some of his favorite guests. I assumed they were bringing me in for the kids, and I was told on the ride over, no, that's Mr. Jones, a big fan of you. So me and Stone Cold,
wow.
And then we went upstairs. The OJs were playing in the living room. So this was conceivable. It's probably the nicest house I've ever been in. And then I thought, you know, a week ago, I was refereeing a match in front of 300 fans at the Tupelo Salvation Army Community Center. So, you know, I met a lot of people there. And one nice thing about people knowing me from TV and feeling like they know me a little bit, not just being a presence on TV, but they feel like they've had a chance to know me, is I can ask them questions. So I'll say to some guy who doesn't look like he's doing that well, you know, who are you voting for? And he said, well, you know, Bush. And I'll ask why. And you'd be surprised how many people who are down on their luck, or at least appear to be down on their luck, will cite the tax cuts as the reason for their choice.
Really?
And it's just shocking. Like, you just want to shake them and say, you know, don't you understand? And the other thing is the, well, carry flip-flops.
It's ridiculous. It was like that. All right. That guy, all right. It's just like, yeah, the flip-flop thing. It's like all those ditto heads. They just, you know.
They all say
that.
Everybody.
Can I tell you, and hopefully this isn't offensive, and I even prefaced this at debate. I said that this was a suck-it presidency. And what I meant by that was back in 98, I'd be out there trying to make some real points and trying to provoke some real thought from the wrestling fans, and it was like kind of sinking in. And then the Degeneration X guys would run out and go, suck it! And the crowd would go, like, that's all they needed, you know, to satisfy them. And I said, eventually it worked out in my favor that fans said, hey, we, you know, felt like they needed a little more. And, right. And they were more likely to listen to my points, and the guys that said, suck it, kind of fell by the wayside. So,
well, I hear you alienated Dick Cheney, too.
So. Yeah. How did you manage that, Mick?
You know what? Cheney, he's a sensitive guy.
No, and he'd love to be best.
And I'm afraid that when we're up here blasting him, and my real fear is by my affiliation with the radio station, I'm going to be taken off Dick Cheney's mailing list. And as you can see here, it's a little invitation.
Mr. Mick Foley. And on the top it says Dick Cheney. And I guess that's not Dick Cheney of Falls Church, Virginia.
No,
we have reserved a special place of honor for you in recognition of the crucial role you played in the 2000 election. Wow! Wow, did you go?
No, hell no, I didn't go. I just sat there and said, how did my name get on this list? You know what? I think it had some correlation with the fact that I had a couple of good financial years. You know, I think after I retired and I wasn't making the money, it's like, yeah, we don't need that guy anymore. But I'll tell you whose feelings it will hurt. It will hurt the president. Because he is a wrestling fan.
Dave is back. I thought that we were gonna like.
No, it's okay.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I want to make sure Mick was okay.
Oh, you all right, okay,
Mick? Yeah, man. You see, he is sensitive also.
Okay, cool, man. I just want to make sure we're cool.
We are cool.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, I'll buy the book.
You need Kayla to open the door for you?
No, I'm okay.
You all right? You sure?
I'll get the guy to get my crush.
Hands still work?
thanks, guys.
I like
being on the show.
And you did?
It was fun.
So that was it, Mark. That's what went down.
Yeah, it was. I hope he's got all his teeth that day. But...
well, he's coming into the studio right now, so let's be cool.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show, Dave the Republican. How are you, Dave?
Hi, guys.
What's up, Dave?
So everything all right? How did the arm and teeth, everything work out all right?
Or? Yeah, everything's healed, you know, I'm feeling a little better.
So are you still, you're not angry at us, are you? Or?
No, look at the outcome of the election. I'm not angry.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I understand, but you still got your butt kicked, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was worth it.
Oh, yeah?
Mandate is worth it.
It's not a mandate, number one. Number one, it's not a mandate.
Never will be a mandate.
And we appreciate you coming back. I feel like we're eating a little crow here. It's bothering me. Can you mind if I, you know, tell people your other name?
My other name?
Yeah.
You mean what I also go by?
Yeah. You mind if I tell them that?
Okay.
That's Brendan P.W. McDonald as David Republican in a brilliant, I might say, brilliant radio drama.
Yeah, it was
in the modern world.
Still remember the furniture flying around the room.
Well, you know, we had a real wrestler in here doing real wrestling moves to me, which was like a dream come true for me. I thought that was great that Mick Foley actually had me in an armbar. Like, he took it seriously.
Yeah. That was the funny thing is, like, Brendan, our associate producer, is such a wrestling fan that it was almost like living some childhood fantasy.
Yeah. Well, not just a childhood fantasy, but, like, I was, like, actually getting into it as a Republican.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest part of it all. And, like, you know, I was like, I have to fight this guy.
Yeah.
This is my pride on the line here.
And Foley is huge.
Yeah.
He's
Brendan
a big
guy. Is small.
Can I say, though, like, since we're on the air here, I want to, like, personally thank Mick Foley for doing that. Like,
yeah.
He was an awesome sport for that whole thing. Like, he could have thought that he came across poorly and not wanted to do it, you know, because he's actually kicking a guy's ass on the air. And, thought that would come off wrong, but he played right along with everything and had no problem doing it. And
it's his job on some level.
Yeah. But I mean, he's been retired from
actual
wrestling.
Kicking Republican ass is his job?
Yeah. Well, no, but just like the spectacle of wrestling.
Yeah.
He appreciated that we actually crafted like a wrestling angle this whole thing.
Yeah,
because like it was somebody, so there were few, we didn't really read them before, but there were a few blog entries.
That said, that's wrestling script number whatever.
Yeah, they were like, this is wrestling 101. And right on, that's exactly what we were doing, which was what I thought was the fun about it, was that this was like a real wrestling scenario, but like played off kind of straight because we're in a legitimate, I put quotes around that, legitimate media format.
Even though it's an entertainment media format that some people forget. You know, the thing was is that everything worked so great because you orchestrated the noises and Mick Foley was on top of it. And just so, you know, when Riley went out, like, we got to get someone in here, you know, whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, let's not forget, we fooled the CEO of Air America.
Nobody knew.
It's no great shake.
But I mean,
Fool and Krieger, really. But
no, Mick really played along, I thought, really well. I mean, he did a great job.
And then the decision not to address it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because for days, people were like, did we get closure on this thing?
No.
What happened?
Not just days, man. Months.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I ran into somebody like a couple of weeks ago who said, you know that thing you did with the wrestler? Did that guy, did he ever get out of the hospital? They were serious.
Did he ever get out of the hospital? To me, the dead giveaway, Brendan, was like when you said, I got my crutch or whatever. What was it?
Remember there was some outs of the, I just came back here to see if Mick was okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. You know, I mean, but if people weren't onto it, then you got to say, like, oh, wow. But, you know, I forget the power of radio. Because
yeah,
the power
when
of radio
we listened to it after the show,
we were
kind of, like, taken aback by, A, how convincing Riley was,
like,
with asking us to shut the show down and get somebody in there.
Yeah.
And also just how, when you hear a lot of chaos going on, because it seems unplanned.
Yeah.
You think that something must be wrong, and on top of that, the fact that the show came back without you in
that
the
was
room,
yeah.
Like, that was when we got the most response from anybody.
Marin's gone. It was real.
Something
was
must real. Have happened. He's gone, and he's now when he's back, he sounds rattled.
Yeah,
and
right. That was it. Right. Yeah.
Foley was brilliant, because when you walk back in the room, people just heard it will remember that he went, "Hey man, everything cool?"
He's going to be in. Mick Foley's going to be my guest host while Riley's out of town next week for a couple of days. That should be exciting.
Yeah, that's
fun.
A lot of fun, because whenever he's on, he always surprises people. We always get emails from people saying, you know, what was the deal with that wrestler guy? He was articulate. Aren't they supposed to be idiots?
He definitely breaks the mold. So there you go. The great mystery of the wrestling bit revealed. Thank you, Brendan, for doing all that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, an all-new interview with Judy Gold and an all-new interview with George Lakoff, the author of Moral Politics and the Don't Think About an Elephant book, and also a very special, never-before-heard holiday edition of The Pashman Rules. That and much more, of course, Mark Riley.
Absolutely. That's, see you tomorrow.
You will see me tomorrow, although we're not really here.
That's okay.
Okay, I get it.
It's a miracle.
Right.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, waging a war of words against stupidity.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.